You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Jim Cotter, who is Director of Admissions for Michigan State University. Good evening, Jim. How are you?
Good, Cheryl. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well, thank you. A great article, I thought, in the Lansing State Journal about drawing in students from outside Michigan. And a lot of parts of that I hadn't thought about before. So that's why I wanted to get a hold of you and have you on the show this evening. I guess one of the first questions is, why is it important to bring in out-of-state students to Michigan State University?
Well, you know, I think there are multiple purposes, but, you know, clearly one is that as a global institution, we really do have a commitment to the sons and daughters of this great state to allow them the opportunity to have a diverse experience in terms of exposure to folks whose backgrounds are different than their own. And, you know, this is a generation that will indeed be part of a global society, and it's important that their interactions are such that not everyone that they interact with should necessarily have the same experiences as they do. So, you know, when we talk about out-of-state students or students from outside the state of Michigan, of course, we're talking about both domestic out-of-state students and international students. And, you know, we know that students learn a number of very important lessons in the classroom, but we know there's a number of lessons to be learned outside the classroom in their interaction with other young people, other students, faculty, and such. And so a diversity of population really does create an enriched academic environment.
And I did like the quote. It was from the provost, Kim Wilcox, in the newspaper article, which echoes what you said, is we don't want folks at MSU to feel like they're just in a larger high school in Michigan, that it's all the same folks, kind of all from the same place. That's an interesting point that I hadn't really thought of before. A lot of times when we talk about out-of-state students, we think about tuition, and I did as a parent with college-age kids.
Sure,
anyway.
Sure.
And so that's an interesting part of it as well. Folks trying to come here, wanting to come here in tuition involved. What is the difference as we speak about in-state and out-of-state tuition?
Well, you know, if you look at the difference between in-state and out-of-state, it's about an $18,000 difference. And of course, there is a revenue flow that would be certainly a result of an increased out-of-state population, although not the focal point, although not the intention to increase out-of-state. It certainly is one of the byproducts, would be increased revenue at a time when everyone's budgets are a bit tight and the state economy is going through some challenges. You know, but there's also that other issue of, you know, this is an institution of about 47,000 students. And as you probably know, the demographics in the state of Michigan are such that we're going to see a significant decrease in the number of high school graduates in the state of Michigan between now and 2022. And so, you know, if we're going to stay at that 47,000 student population, to maintain the academic quality of the freshman class, it's important that we look for folks that will fill in, if you will, the missing component of in-state students. So, you know, again, if you look at this year, you know, high school graduates in the state of Michigan are going to be somewhere, around 108,000, you know, and that's down from about 111,000 a year ago. So we're talking about almost a 3% decrease. And yet, the interesting thing about that is, despite the declining number of high school graduates in the state this year, our in-state applications are actually up about 3%. So, you know, one of the strategies that we look at is not only increasing our presence outside the state of Michigan for academic reasons, but also for, you know, trying to increase our representation within the Michigan pool. And again, it looks as if we're being successful in terms of garnering a greater amount of interest in the university despite a declining senior class this year.
Well, and you have to wonder also with the economy, if some of these graduates aren't realizing, I can't get, you know, it's hard enough to get a job as it is. Without an education, there's not a shot here for me. I have to get, you know, I have to be educated in this economy.
Yeah, and again, it'll be interesting because as we've told the president and the provost that, you know, the applicant pool looks very strong, the admit pool looks very strong, but the reality here is that we're dealing with a sophisticated population of students that apply to more than one school, obviously, more than two schools, more than three schools. And I was talking to a couple of my colleagues from other public institutions in the state of Michigan, and virtually every public institution in the state, every public university, their applicant pools are up this year. So, you know, smaller class, students are applying to more schools, and the truth of the class is going to kind of bear out once we know the final decision that students make, and that'll be based on all kinds of things from financial aid to scholarships to individual preference.
Well, and how do you make it easier for folks looking at schools to find out about Michigan State University and get information? Is it technology today that helps them get familiar, kind of virtually tour the university and see what's happening here?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that the electronic media allows us to communicate regularly with students. You know, the bottom line is it's just all about fit. And what we're really looking for is a freshman class of 7,350 students who we know their academic record predicts success at our institution if they continue in the same performance mode they've been in, but also a student who says, I want a large public institution that has a study abroad program and allows me to do undergraduate research and really is a diverse population. And you know, we tell students all the time, this may or may not be the best place for you. I mean, so what you need to do is it's somewhat like buying a pair of shoes. It's got to be the right fit and the right style and the right cost. And if all those things line up, then the institution you're looking at is the appropriate fit. And, you know, I think although the electronic media gives us an opportunity to spread the word a great deal, there is, even in 2011, nothing should take the place of the campus visit. It is absolutely essential that a student get on campus, experience a campus, talk to people, and get a feel for what that environment is like. You know, even students that are looking to go outside the state of Michigan, I tell them all the time, if you choose to go to a school outside the state, not only are you buying into that institution, you're buying into that region of the country, and it may be very different than the region that you've experienced. So, you know, I think the technology is wonderful, and the communication is wonderful, and all the recruiting materials are great. But when it gets right down to it, there's nothing that can replace the campus visit, and that's why it's so important to your listeners out there that you not delay those campus visits. It's nice to do them when you're a senior, but, you know, I'd say if there's a family driving through Ohio the next couple of weeks from the state of Michigan, stop at Toledo. You know, go down 75 and stop at Bowling Green, and go a little further down, go to Miami of Ohio. Take it into Cincinnati, go to the University of Cincinnati, and when you're going through Dayton, before you get to Cincinnati, stop at the University of Dayton, and just begin to get a feel for the campus and whether or not it's where you ought to be.
Very good. Well, and of course, the other win-win, Jim, I would think, is if we get them here on campus, they fall in love with Michigan State University, the surrounding area, and the state of Michigan. Once they're done, maybe we can keep them here.
Yeah, absolutely, Cheryl. I think I couldn't agree with you more. Once we get students on campus, we hook them. And I think once you get a student to come to Michigan State to experience this institution, to become kind of green bleeders, if you will, there's a much stronger likelihood of being able to keep them in the state of Michigan and revitalize this state. I think as we look ahead to the future of this great state, you know, we'll turn things around. And I think we will turn those things around largely on the backs of our colleges and universities that are really supporting the young people of today.
Well, Jim, I believe I met you up in Pentwater this summer at a gathering up there, and you're inspirational. And if anybody gets a chance to talk to you, I know you'll pull them in.
Hey, we'd love to have them. Send them our way.
We'll do so. Thank you so much for your time this evening.
Cheryl, thank you. Have a good evening.
You as well. Jim Cotter, MSU Director of Admissions. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.